Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base.
Now we're still again dealing with tefillah in general prayers. So the previous Mishnah talked about Shachris Mincha Maariv. Now we're going to talk about after you daven Shachris, where do you go? The Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Reb Nechunya ben Hakana, that's his name. I don't see him so much. He's actually a fascinating character. Reb Nechunya ben Hakana is the author of the Bahir, Sefer Bahir. He's referred to by the Ramban. He calls it the Midrash of Rabbi Nechunya. And could be the Bahir is possibly the oldest of the Kabbalistic Svarim. So if you call the Sefer Yetzirah is from Rabbi Akiva, Reb Nechunya ben Hakana was the teacher of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva were Bar Plugta. So Nechunya ben Hakana is from the Kabbalists, let's say, the very first of them. So he Haya Mispalel, he used to pray Bechinisaso the Beis HaMedrash, when he would go into the Beis HaMedrash, Uvi Yitziyaso, and when he'd leave the Beis HaMedrash, a Tefillah Katzar, a short prayer. He would say Tefillah over his learning. Not a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, a separate bracha. So if you look inside your Gemaras or your Mishnayos, you'll see them there. There's a bracha, Yiratzon, you see before and afterwards. But in the halacha, the person should say it. So they asked him, the chacham, ma makum la tefillah zu, like, what gives? Well, it literally means what place is there for this tefillah, but I think idiomatically means like, what are you up to? Amar lahem, he said to them, b'chnisasi, when I come into the Beis HaMidrash, ani mispalel, I pray, shlo te'era tekala al yadi, that a mishap shouldn't happen through my hands. And when I leave the Beis HaMidrash, I naisen hoida al chelki, I give thanks for my portion that I'm able to be amongst those who sit and learn Torah. And this, the Gemara actually asks the actual nusach of the tefillos, from which the poskim learn, the Rosh, others, that it's halach l'maisa. So people ought to say it before they learn or not. And the Mishnah Berurah poskins and Siman Kafir that a person should even say these if he's learning at home. It's not totally on the Beis HaMidrash per se. It's on your learning. You say the first bracha is that you should get it right and not botch it up and cause all sorts of people to misunderstand things and make wrong halachas. And then after you should say thanks to God that I have a chance to learn it instead of sitting around all day. And not everyone, as I'm sure you know, can sit and learn at 9 o'clock in the morning in Mishnah Shir. That's some people can't. Even though they like to, so that's the pshat in the bracha. Yeah. Okay.